Shmuel Aleph Perek Chav Dalad Pasuches. So David HaMelech has just allowed his arch enemy to escape from a cave where he had him completely in his power. But now he is going to speak to Shaul and try to show him the proper honor as king, as the anointed of God, as we said before. But at the same time, let him know, hey, I had you and I let you go. Maybe we can fix this situation that we find ourselves in. So Pasuk Tes, Vayakam David Acharechein. So David arose after that, Vayetze min ha-me'ora, and he emerged from the cave, Vayikra acharei Shaul lemar Adoni ha-melech. And he called after Shaul, saying, my master the king, Vayabed Shaul acharav, and Shaul looked around behind him, Vayikod David apayim arzo vayishtachu. And David bowed with his face to the ground and completely prostrated himself out on the ground. That is unbelievably vulnerable at a time when David had the upper hand just a moment ago and refused to use it. And so now he is bowing low to the king, showing him great covet. Pasuk Yud, Vayomer David l'Shaul, Lama sishmaes divrei adam lemor, hinei David mevakesh ra'asecha. And David said to Shaul, why are you listening to the words of the man? Interesting, divrei adam, not the words of men, but the words of the man. The words of the man, a direct allusion, all the Chazal tell us, to Doeg Hoyadomi. Because he is the one who is doing his best to plot against David and see him dead and to arouse Shaul's mania of chasing David down. So why are you listening to the words of the man who says, behold, David is seeking to harm you? So David is showing Shaul great respect, standing firm against the wishes of his men, bowing down before Shaul, doesn't accuse Shaul himself of persecuting him, but instead speaks of Doeg as the one who is aufgerating the king, as my mother-in-law likes to say, against him and seeking to take his life. So he's not even using Lashon Hara in a third-person kind of way. He's not even implying that Shaul himself is to blame. But he is trying to get the point across. Why would you do that? Yud-Alef, hinei hayom hazeh ra'u einecha. Behold, this very day your eyes have seen. When have your eyes seen? Right now, when you saw me come out of the cave. Your eyes have seen. Eis asher nesamcha Hashem hayom biyadi ba'me'ara. The way that Hashem gave you today into my hand in the cave. The Omar Laha Rogicha, and some said, or one said, literally, to kill you. Batachas Alecha, but I took pity on you. I had mercy on you. Va Omar, and I said, Lo Eshlach Yodi Badoni, I will not raise my hand, I will not send my hand against my master, Ki Mashiach Hashemhu, because he is the anointed one of God. Let this be proof of the fact that we came out of the cave right after you came out of the cave, and there's no other entrance. You knew we were in there now that you saw us coming out, that this is proof that we are not trying to kill you. It would have been easy for us to do so before. But it's interesting when David says, Va Omar, lo eshlach yodi badoni, Va Omar can mean I said, it can also mean one said. Meaning he's not even taking explicit credit for saving the king's life. He doesn't say David took pity. He says one took pity. David may be referring, the man always brings down to his neshama, that one side of him, the practical side, the leadership side, was one that thought killing him would be the smart thing to do, as his men were suggesting. Notice David also does not say his men said to kill him, so he's not pinning the blame on anybody else. But at the same time, he is saying, I'm not going to, even in a minor way, send my hand against you. The one took pity on you, my neshama took pity on you. And the Chazal bring down on this halacha, where David said to Shaul in a halachic way, where sometimes there's halachic background to the conversations going on. Moshe Rabbeinu taught in the Torah that if a burglar is caught breaking in with deadly intent, and you kill him, it's not an act of murder. That's in Parshas Mishpatim, in Shmos Chav Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Well, I had you caught in the cave. We know you want to kill me. Couldn't I have struck and killed you? No. And not only that, when it comes to the halacha of Rodef, when you see somebody about to kill you, don't wait, kill him first. But I didn't do such a thing. But, Man Lois brings down as an explanation, you fell into my hands because you were being modest, you're being tzniyazdik, to seek to tend to relieving yourself in private. And it wouldn't have been right for me to take advantage of your good midos and kill you that way. And again, we also see from here that David is being done lekafschus again and again and again, and letting it play out, despite the fact that he could have raised his hands against Shaul. David is not finished, and he'll keep speaking momentarily.